Guantanamo Bay, that theme park of suspected terrorists, a suspended U.S. Constitution, and the open-ended detention of dozens of suspects for 15 years in some cases, without even being charged with crimes. I'm not exactly telling you anything you don't know. But what if Gitmo World came to your neighborhood?
We are going to get it done. But part of the challenge that you have is that you've got a bunch of folks who've been detained, many of whom may be very dangerous, who have not been put on trial.
President-elect Barack Obama talking about his promise to close Gitmo back in 2009. None of that is an argument for a travel brochure, and finding a city willing to take in these detainees not exactly has caused mayors and city managers to stand in line to accept the new Gitmo World. The prospect of using the disciplinary barracks at Fort Leavenworth, for instance, as the new prison site was a non-starter for the people of Kansas. But now the Pentagon has set its eyes on Colorado as a potential location for Guantanamo North, the Federal Correctional Institute in Florence, Colorado, which is home to Ramzi Youssef, already mastermind of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. Joining us now is Florence City Manager Mike Patterson. Mike, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So is this an opportunity for economic development or something else?
No, we don't really see it as an opportunity for economic development. Our area has lots of prisons, and they are an important part of our economy. But we have some much bigger reservations about this.
But isn't it somebody's responsibility to take this on?
Possibly. That's a debate that is obviously going to go on throughout the country. From our perspective, if in fact they make this happen here, we are definitely very concerned about the security issues and what that means for our community and for the safety of those who live here.
Do you have a lot of prison breaks already with the facilities there in Florence?
No, we're not terribly worried about the prisoners themselves. The Department of Corrections and Bureau of Prison staff are able to handle the prisoners. The only prisoners who truly, quote, escape are the minimum security prisoners who walk away. You don't, generally speaking, have any other kind of prison breaks, at least around here. We're much more worried about what comes from the outside of the prison, not from those inside the prison.
So terrorist sympathizers trying to attack the prison or use the community of Florence as a way to get back at the detention, something they were never able to do at Gitmo.
Absolutely. That's one of the concerns. We're also concerned, frankly, about does that make, particularly our children in the schools more of targets for somebody who may want to try to get a prisoner out through some other means.
So let's let them all go. I mean, they're outside this constitutional zone. They're in many ways a complete embarrassment to the U.S. judicial system. Some of the detainees do find themselves eligible for a trial. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, for instance. But why not just end this whole thing, and then you wouldn't have to deal with it, and this embarrassment for the United States would be over.
Well, again, I suspect that that's not even going to be on the table. So, and that's not something that I'm not in any position to speak about. I'm simply concerned about what's going to happen if they bring this to our community. We want to make sure our voice is heard. And I think that's our greatest frustration, is we find absolutely no information from the federal government, from the Department of Defense. We hear exclusively from our legislators. We weren't even aware this was happening until a Denver television station got in touch with us. And then our legislators quickly let us know, but they didn't know about it either. They had only had a couple hours warning before that. I cannot confirm this because they didn't bother to tell us anything, but the Department of Defense team that's reviewing this situation apparently was in Florence yesterday, and we're not allowed to know anything. We're not allowed to have any kind of input. And I think that's probably the greatest frustration. You know, political candidates and politicians always want to talk about transparency, but transparency in this particular issue is a complete joke. They haven't bothered to even reach out to the local community. In truth, for all we know, we're not actually a candidate, or for all we know, those prisoners are already here. Nothing has been communicated to us at all.
Are you basically convinced that under no circumstances you would want this to take place?
Well, I think we are definitely convinced that there are security issues, big security concerns. Our community has, between the state and federal prisons, we have 13 prisons. So we are not a NIMBY, not in my backyard kind of community. We are the kind of community that understands and accepts the reality of prisoners. So there's not no circumstances, I think, where these communities would be opposed to that. But what we're doing right now, the complete lack of information, the complete lack of working with us at all, leaves us no choice but to say, we don't want this here because we have absolutely no understanding about what this is.
Mike Patterson is city manager of Florence, Colorado, facing a difficult set of decisions and a frustrating federal government. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.